Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze. The Gossip Gaze.
Hello and welcome to the Gossip Gaze podcast with me, DJ Billy Andrew.
And me, DJ D.
That's Danny Beard.
Sorry, let me do that again. And me, Danny Beard.
It's our Sloppy Seconds extra special weekly release that only drops on a Monday.
It's Monday.
And if you're not listening to our main episode, it was on Thursday, you silly sausage.
Christy.
Go back and listen.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Woo! Fix your muff so it says Billy because it looks nice on the social clips.
There we go. Fix me muff, darling. Thank you. You're on muff watch today.
I'm always on muff watch.
It's nice to have a break.
Yeah. You're all right, Luna.
If you want to get in touch with us, share your biggest confessions, your dirty dilemmas if you're from Bristol, your funny stories or anything else, camp crazy or cuckoo, you can do that by getting in touch via WhatsApp. Yes, that's it, technical. Text us, voice note us, go wild, crazy cats.
Crazy cats and kittens, are you okay?
I feel, yeah, I'm all good.
A Monday. What a fab weekend it's been. Big Brother Late and Live, two episodes of Radio 1.
Congratulations
You've
on that.
You've played fucking Britney 74 times this weekend.
I have indeed. Yeah, work bitch on repeat.
What's your song of the moment?
My song of the moment is to be stick to my face.
What's that one?
Ray?
What one? Yeah, what one is it?
Prada, it's called.
That's a Prada.
People are loving at the moment the new Dua Lipa one, Training
What's
Season,
that?
Really good.
They're all
good.
Starting to sound the same though, Dua.
You're getting old, Grandma. All
no.
songs are sounding the same.
No, just Dua's.
Dua's. No.
Come on.
I don't like Houdini. I will say that publicly.
What? I love Houdini.
I prefer Training Season.
Houdini.
Yeah, no, I'm not into Houdini. Also, can I just say a Brit's say performance it. Was...
Flat.
I love Dua Lipa's songs, and I love... her as a human. I think when she's on stage, she doesn't have the...
Some people just don't have
she
that.
She doesn't have the je ne sais quoi.
Some people don't have the X Factor.
She doesn't have the X Factor. She's a pop star, but she don't perform like one.
See, but she's come a long way since she just swiveled them hips.
But like when we had the Brits on the other week and I watched it and she performed... Great performance, but when I was watching, I was like, she's not giving me something.
Give me more.
But then Kylie
like
came on.
Would say, yeah.
Kylie came on like 30 years into the game, and she just had the presence of owning the stage and being a star. And
well, Kylie's actually been celebrated for International Women's Day with a Barbie.
I've just read that. How
with
weird.
With a Barbie doll, a red Padam Barbie doll.
Yeah, I think there's been 7 women internationally being chosen from what I read. One of them's Viola Davis, who I fucking
icon.
Love. She is an icon. She's a legend.
My woman king.
Yeah, she's so good. Yeah. Anything she's in, I'm like, I'm watching it.
Eat it up.
Yeah, feed me it.
I'm buying the t-shirt.
Yeah.
$65. No, I agree. Who's the biggest pop girly of the moment other than Ray then? It's got to be just Ray, right?
I think pop is probably Dua.
Taylor
really?
Sorry,
Taylor Swift is actually probably the biggest pop star in the world at the moment.
Still.
Still.
What a shame. She's so bland.
Look at Lily, mate, is seething.
She's foffing at the mouth.
If you went,
what is it you like about her? Can we just get this out in the
this
open?
This is going to be so boring getting into this because you're not interested in Taylor Swift.
I also feel like we've asked Lily May this like every week.
Taylor Swift has created a relationship with her fans like no other. And there's a whole storyline, there's a language, there's, you know, storytelling.
Like she speaks her own language with them?
No, but...
Like Simish.
But she creates like puzzles and she talks about...
She creates puzzles?
Yes, literal puzzles.
Yeah, so she leaves like little Easter eggs in other work that then lead to other work. She's always forward planning, forward thinking, and the fans look for these Easter eggs in anything
like
and everything
what?
She ever does.
Give me a big Easter egg that was like mind-blowingly like that's clever.
I'll let Lily May answer that. I don't know.
It's an interesting one because, for example, you know, one of her most recent music videos on her album Midnight, the whole album was full, the music video for Bejeweled was full of clues as to how she was then going to, the order in which she was going to re-release her music and what new album might come as well. So there was like elevators, colour-coded. So all her albums have got a colour that represents them, so instantly you can recognize what's coming when. So it let people know what album was coming when. There's a lot of like, she was born on the 13th of December, so a lot of the things that she does purposefully adds up to 13, so you know it's a purposeful thing. She will also maybe even just like on an Instagram caption, she'll put a certain amount of exclamation marks, and that may come to show that she
Carol
released.
Carol Vorderman was fucking.
she's releasing a music on this day, or she's releasing her 10th album because she used 10 exclamation marks, and you know something's coming. So everything she does is so purposeful that it means there's an excitement for the fans. And there's, it's like no other artist is doing that. No other artist is creating excitement about their music and codes and all this
Beyonce's
sort of stuff than anyone else.
Just at the door, about to kick off. But
I
carry on.
But can I just say, on the back of that, so since Taylor's been doing that and the fans have been looking for these Easter eggs, Beyonce's fans have been looking for shit that's not there and then post stuff being like, oh my God, this must mean this. And then when it comes round, she's not done no, so it's actually not worked out.
I mean, Taylor Swift fans are just as crazy for that, but yeah.
So it's the same with the Beehive. Everybody's looking for stuff that's not really there anymore. And it's created this like fan delusion.
Okay.
Bridget, Beyonce's never actually left Easter eggs though, right? So that is kind of just delusional from the start.
She has in certain parts. Like, for example, she wore an outfit on tour that then is now the bottle of her new fragrance and it's exactly the same. So she was foreshadowing
that. Sounds like she's reusing outfits.
It's good marketing and it's good like self-referential, isn't it? Like, being self-referential is really good for fans. But I think Taylor Swift was very clever. From her very first album, she had like left messages for her like fans in the artwork and stuff.
So
in the
fans
in the
love self-referential stuff.
Yeah.
I love self-referential stuff. Like when Gaga reuses lyrics from her old songs or like references her old songs, I'm like...
It's like an in-joke.
What a clever queen. Wow. I love it. I bum stuff like that when I listen to music and I'm like, oh, that's referencing that song from 10 years ago. Wow. Mind blown.
My God. Wow.
It's like a little gift if you've been there since that point. Yeah. Like you get rewarded with like extra fun. Like someone new could hear that song and go, that's a good song. But if you're an old school fan, you're like, I know where that's from.
Wow.
Oh, fucking hell. Taylor Swift's leaving like puzzles for her fans.
Okay,
so
anyway, if you just fell asleep, wake up now, wake up again.
I'm going to edit this down.
Anyway, my Leary Poppins lot. how are we feeling today? I don't want anyone to be feeling like, you know, sad or... I'm trying to think of RuPaul references. I can't.
that famous RuPaul line, I don't want anyone feeling sad.
Yeah.
I love the rest
Someone's
of Drag Race.
Someone's clearly not read her new book. anyway.
By the way, get in touch with us, as I was saying. Yeah. DM us on Instagram at Gossip Days Pod or fill in our ultra anonymous method, which is a form. Head over to this episode description to find out more. Now we've got Danny, Sam and Lily May on this Brucey bonus Monday morning episode.
Brucey bonus.
How are we all feeling?
I'm feeling deflated after that conversation. It was very taxing on me, but I think it's important to let people say how they feel.
And we don't want anyone feeling sad, so get that out of your system. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And can I just say, there's so many Taylor Swift fans out there who will have bummed that conversation we just had.
Really? Well, that was for you then.
Yeah, there we go. People will be frothing.
I do think as well, like, you can't... she's made a lot of money. You can't fault that. Do you know what I mean? Taylor's mm-hmm. done. Taylor's done what Taylor did.
Can I just?
She's done well.
Just one last thing on Taylor Swift.
Can I just say I have never started this.
I know. I just want to say I was never a big Taylor Swift fan, but then I watched her Netflix show. It was
Miss Americana.
Not that one. It was the Reputation tour.
The Reputation tour. Yeah.
I fucking bummed it. It was so good.
It's one of the... Yeah, it's amazing.
It's incredible. So if you're not a Taylor Swift fan, watch that and then you'll be a fan. I promise, she's amazing.
And also there's Miss Americana, which is a documentary about her, which is that. Great.
Danny, you don't...
Danny's actually tuned
out. I was just zoning out. I was just on my phone. I just had a few messages there on WhatsApp. What was happening? Sorry.
We've watched that Miss Americana. Do you know when it's like, they're like, don't Dixie chick yourself. Mm. And because she didn't want to get political, but then she did it anyway.
Yeah, it felt very forced for me. But anyway, do you know what? All that is very interesting, mm-hmm. As you can tell. So why don't we get into our listener messages?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Do you want to kick?
I'm going to kick it off, baby. We've got Amy here. She here. And she says, I love your podcast and I've listened from the very start to every episode. Gets me through my days at work, alone, driving a van
wow.
full of puppies. But I was just adding a bit of, you know, je ne sais quoi. Just wanted to say thank you for all your amazing episodes and I'm just wishing you all the best and I can't wait for even more fabulous content. So Amy, driving your van of puppies.
Yeah.
Oh, we love you.
Yeah, and if you want to get more content from us, we've got merch. You can buy it.
Yeah, buy it.
buy our merch. Get yourself a little Gossip Days mug for your van, Gossip Days t-shirt.
Get them all in extra small for all them puppies in the back that are taking to be slaughtered.
There we go.
I wonder what van she's driving. Work alone driving a van.
She might be like a delivery driver.
Delivery driver.
There's a waitress in a cocktail van.
Pizza delivery driver.
Ooh, in a van.
Not a van.
How many fucking pizzas do you order, bitch, to get a van to turn off?
Domino.
Billy's neighbours are like, oh, she's on the pizzas again. You can just hear an art tick in the fucking sheet.
Now, our next listener message is from him. Anne on a mouse.
Anne on a mouse. She must be only tiny little Anne if she's riding a mouse. Do you know, a woman came on to me once
with a mouse in her hand
and whispered in my ear, I've got a fanny like a mouse's ear.
A fanny like a mouse's ear.
It's not that
soft,
curved.
Soft and hairy.
I mean,
babe, honest to God, I was like, you're barking up the wrong tree.
Could she not see you?
I'm just telling her. I was giving a guide dog a treat. She came on to me and she whispered that, and I've never looked at a mouse the same.
Would you not?
If I see a mouse now, I think of
a fanny.
Minge.
Oh, right. Wow. Mm.
I've put up some mouses.
She's done something to me and it's ruined my life.
Can't ever have a mouse in your house.
No, and then as a kid, I had two hairless mice as pets.
Oh, right.
One at the other.
What?
And there was just blood in there and a rib cage.
That's terrifying.
Mouse on mouse. It was horrendous. It was like a scene from Saw, and I couldn't touch that mouse ever again.
No.
I wouldn't even look it in the eye. I was like, you're
evil.
I honestly felt like I'm the Bronson of mice.
Yes,
Satan.
It was like it was renicknamed Myra the Mouse.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it was rough.
Horrible,
rough days. Don't get a pet mouse for kids; they're evil.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Anne on a Mouse, for bringing all these childhood traumas back.
Yeah.
So this says, I've been dating someone for 3 months, but there's been no discussion about being exclusive, mm-hmm. and I'm not sure I'm ready to be either. After a breakup that really knocked my confidence last year. Oh. I've also been on a few dates with two other guys recently and they seem interested, but I can't just see myself with anyone. Am I just cock-craving slut exploring new freedom, or should I think about open relationships? The thought of it appeals to me. From experience, what she's saying... What's that mean?
From experience, what are we saying?
What are you saying?
You're in an open relationship, I'm not, but I've been in one.
Okay, so is this something... Why was I so confused by that?
I know.
I think it's just about what you're saying.
It was just chatty. Did you think, like, what you're packing?
Yeah, I thought it was some sort of TV show. Yeah. From experience, what you're saying, is this something that you would want from the offset with somebody, or do you become exclusive, then explore it, help this accidental whore?
Don't seem so accidental, Anna on a mouse.
P.S. Thank you for bringing entertainment to Monday mornings on my way to work. You're the best.
It's all right, babe. No problem at all. We don't mind doing it because actually we get paid for it now. I'm joking with shit pay.
Right.
It's not. It's a hussy or two.
This is a right, classic case.
What we're saying, this is a classic case.
Of overthinking.
I was going to say the exact
Why are you trying
same?
To put yourself in a box if you're just dating about having fun? Just date about and have fun.
Barbie spends her whole life wanting to not be in a box. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So don't be a Barbie.
I think this person doesn't want to be serious with anybody, which I think is fine, right? I think you've got no
morals.
Je ne sais quoi.
No, you've got no
pizzazz.
No, not that's not the word. Stop saying adjectives.
Sorry, star quality.
You've got no alliances with anybody, or like legions, or like some sort of.
Legions. If she's got legions, she needs to get down to the fucking vet.
I'm trying to say, like, you've got no
commitment.
Commitment.
You've
thank
got
you.
No commitment.
You've got no commitment to anybody.
You couldn't think
I
of
you yeah. in a committed relationship.
What's that thing we're supposed to have, Morgan?
The thing is, you've got no commitment to anybody. So if you're not ready to commit to anybody, yeah. don't then.
Like, don't do it.
If you can date two or three people at the same time if you so wish.
Yeah, for sure. But also, there is other people involved and there is other feelings involved. And if they're getting closer to you and XYZ...
then they should be saying, I'm getting hots for you. I'm getting close. I see this going somewhere. They should be the one. If that's how you're feeling, then that's how you should be expressing yourself.
I mean, it sounds like the predominant feeling that they are feeling at the minute is the feeling of being a cock-craving slut, as yeah. they phrased. So maybe just focus on that for a bit. And look, if this person, you get to a point when you're dating this person where they're like, oh, well, we should chat about commitment or being mm-hmm. exclusive, then that's when you need to say, I'm ready to be exclusive or I want to be open. Like, you know what I mean? But for now, yeah. don't overcomplicate it.
But also, I feel if you are in this, like, CCS era.
CCS?
Cock-craving. We love a CCS.
If you're in a CCS era, then that's okay. But also, maybe don't be going head diving into, like, dating someone 3 months. Like, don't be, like, dating this person on the weekly. You know, don't be like, because to me, that's saying we're
heading somewhere. Yeah, we're heading somewhere. To be fair, that's how sometimes you accidentally end up in a relationship.
Yeah.
Like, you're not... like, I sort of wasn't looking for a relationship and I ended up in one.
Yeah.
But that's not a bad thing, though. Like,
but
I'm completely happy.
But it was only because I went on holiday. Billy was living with me at the time and I went on holiday for like 2.5 weeks and came back and
she had a boyfriend.
Like, came back and she had a boyfriend and she was like,
for a grand strike,
I also
left.
Need to let you know I've been masquerading that this is my house and that's my car. I don't need to tell him. No, he wasn't really. He was moonlighting as me.
It's interesting though, isn't it? Because they've mentioned like there's been no discussion about being exclusive. And when I first heard this, I thought, well, then maybe the other person isn't interested in being exclusive yet. But also, it could also mean we haven't had a conversation about being exclusive, so I'm going and doing whatever I like. I'm living my cock-loving slut era. And that's fine. But if you want confirmation of whether what you're doing is right and right for that person that you're also seeing... have a conversation
with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not us.
For all you know.
You know, they might want something casual or they're happy to see you and happy with you seeing other people, but they also might not. So just give them the choice and then you're fine.
They could be a fellow CCS.
You are so level headed, Lily Mae.
Thank you.
She's level headed. She's not a CCS though.
No.
Not today, bitch.
Yeah, is that that?
Yeah, I think
that's that. Have I been too sensible?
No.
God's sake, we're really coming in with sound advice.
I don't think you should be thinking about an open relationship until you know what this other person wants.
You're not
either.
Even in a relationship.
Yeah, exactly. You need a relationship before you try to open it up.
Well, I actually started my relationship open.
I know, but...
I know.
But I guess you're deciding you're in a relationship and you're deciding it's an open relationship.
Yeah, okay. There we go, yeah.
Yeah, but also... that was a conversation you and Morgan had.
Yeah.
And obviously, I know Morgan very well. He's my friend as well. And I think at first he was like, oh, God, I don't...
He wasn't
at
sure.
At first he wasn't sure.
He wasn't sure at all.
And he actually did... He was a bit upset, if you don't mind me saying, wasn't he? Because he was like,
yeah.
Am I not enough?
Yeah.
But you work through it and you come... And, you know, a conversation around it.
For
and you're
sure.
at a position where you're at. But,
so be prepared for that as well.
But, yeah, be prepared for... If you want to start something open it for someone who's not into it,
or someone who's not exploring the idea of it.
Or doesn't know anything about it. It sounds crazy.
It sounds cuckoo.
It sounds cramp.
Yeah, it can like upset people / worry them. So
I think you always got to start off and have a solid foundation is my personal opinion.
Mm.
I was in an open relationship for many years and we didn't open it for many years, 4 or 5 years in.
Right.
And then it was. But then I also feel like being realistic, when the relationship started breaking down, it probably should have closed. But it didn't. And actually, when it started breaking down, I was, because we always had been able to sleep with other people, I was almost using that as a bit of an escapism. Shout out to Ray. do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was using that openness as a bit of an escapism from the relationship.
Yeah.
So it's got, you know, it takes work. And but it's not as easy as you think. And I think you need to be more trusting, more honest, more open, more camp, more crazy and more cuckoo with the person that you're going to be doing this with.
Yeah. I do think, though, any type of relationship, whether it's open or closed, is work.
Yeah.
It's not an easy ride. Like, I'm one of the most selfish people I know.
Same.
And it took me a long time to try and be unselfish towards my partner. Because I always put my needs first. And I always have done
that
in my life.
All the time now.
Not all the time. No, I do promise I am a nice person, everybody at home. Yeah, I'm just looking at the camera.
That's right. Every relationship is just compromises, right? It's
for
just
sure.
whether you're open or closed, you're compromising on different things.
Yes.
Just different compromises.
Ooh. I listened to a really great podcast, which it's essentially couples therapy. It's called...
We don't need to be plugging another podcast. It's fine.
Okay, fine.
No, let's plug them.
It's not in the same category as this, but it's Where Should We Begin by Esther Perel. So she...
Boring! I'm joking.
Brilliant. But there's so many couples that go in and one of them thinks an open relationship is the answer to their relationship issues and the other person has a problem with that. And often it's because someone feels trapped or, you know, they're being attracted to other people whilst they're in a relationship.
Which is normal.
And it is completely normal. And I think, like, the question that they always come back to is, why do you want to be open?
Yeah.
And usually there's an answer within that. So is it feeling trapped and is there an issue underlying that makes you feel trapped
or
when you're in a relationship?
Do you want to be a CCS?
Or do you want to just be a CCS?
Craving slapped.
And then I think that then you've got your answer. Do you want to be in an open relationship or do you just feel trapped when you've made it a commitment?
Mm.
And those are two different things.
Yeah.
And you need to decide what it is because you shouldn't be in a relationship at all, or you need to work through what that issue is if you're feeling trapped in a relationship.
Wow.
Come on, Mother May.
Mother of the house.
Mother of the house has spoken. So stop being a CCS and pull your fucking socks up and either commit or don't, but just be fun and be free and just don't hurt anyone and make sure you get regular tested.
That was so contradictory advice, but I loved it all.
Yeah, you learned nothing from what Lily May just said, but... Alas.
No, it was fair and balanced. It was balanced.
We've all got different opinions.
We need to take a short break while Lily May tells us all how to live our lives.
Yeah.
But after the break, we'll talk to you about more stuff. In fact, no, before the break, let's just ask you some questions. And you want to ask, I want you to think about this as if we're in therapy now, okay? Me and you. Are you cuckoo for confessions? Are you gagging for gossip? Or are you turned on by tittle tattle?
Yeah, baby.
Well, then if you are and you answered yes to any of the above, then make sure you're spreading the gossip with your besties, fellow queens, allies, and tell them to listen to the Gossip Gaze podcast. Spread the love by spreading the podcast. Share this episode now and we'll give you a few moments to do so. You may choose to do it by WhatsApp. I doubt you will. Fab.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up.
What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to part two of the Gossip Gaze Sloppy Seconds, your extra special weekly slice on this Monday morning.
Yes.
Or afternoon, or it could be Tuesday or Wednesday. I'm not judging, but the diehards listen to it on a Monday morning, just saying.
Can I just say, did you have seconds at high school or primary school when these like, seconds, everybody, did you used to run up? I did
at primary school, yeah.
I did, I was the
primary
first one.
Primary I would have, yeah, yeah, when there was not as much of the bullying and body shaming, but when the bullying and body shaming started, I would secret eat.
They didn't let us at high school.
No, they didn't. Secret eat.
Yeah.
You could just go back up at high school. Were you paid with your fingerprint?
Yeah, same with us. Yeah.
My mum would give me like $2.50 a day. It'd be gone by break.
Yeah. Sausage sandwich, sausage roll.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beans on toast.
Yeah.
All that.
Honestly, no wonder I've not got a fingerprint on my main finger. Constantly being scanned from year 7 to 10.
Speaking of food.
Yes. Uh-huh.
This actually leads on something that I wanted to do today. I've got a game.
Right.
We'll come to that. But I wanted to pull Billy up on something that he said the other day, which is...
Get the popcorn out.
Billy said that he doesn't swallow, especially if they've eaten certain foods.
Yeah, so we was in the gym the other day. Sam was training me and Morgan was with me. And I can't remember how we got onto it.
Out of context, I really can't remember.
Yeah.
But it's left me with a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Like, do certain foods really make your cum taste different? Or do I believe that Billy doesn't swallow? A lot of questions... to ask. But Danny and Lily May, would you not go down on someone based on certain foods that they've had? Is this something you've ever...
Thing is,
and if it's my partner, I know what foods he's had.
Exactly. So what my point was, I know when I've had certain foods personally, it comes out in my sweat.
Yeah.
Or it does change the taste of...
I made us a really nice curry the other night. Did that come out in your sweat?
It did come out in my sweat,
It didn't in mine.
It was spicy.
Can I just say that was a really nice curry?
It was a gorgeous curry.
I got curry powder from the Chinese supermarket in Manchester that's by mine. My mum and dad have always used it growing up, like Massam curry or Misam.
Oh, was it Massaman?
And it's yellow.
Yeah.
The packet. I don't know. But anyway, I did all dried fruit in the curry.
It was lovely.
Wasn't it? Yeah. Raisins, sultanas, plums.
You're obsessed with dried fruit at the minute. Have any porridge?
Love it. Dried fruit. Oh, it's lovely and it's really good for your bowel. anyway, so I know what my partner's eating and I go down no matter what.
That's so romantic.
Especially if they've been having pina coladas on holiday and having all that pineapple juice.
See,
that tasty.
I mean, that raises different. Are you more likely to go, yeah, okay, if you have had a pina?
If pineapple juice is in the mix, absolutely.
Interesting.
Spilling a drop.
I think I could be. If you've watched someone eat something quite disgusting.
Oh, that just puts you off altogether.
I think it could put me off, yeah.
I know how foods people think can make semen taste different. For the pussy eaters in the room,
not making eye contact with anyone.
does that make them taste different?
Well, look, I've done what I do best, and I've spent multiple hours researching a topic no one asked me to.
Okay, perfect.
I can confirm that there are loads of different foods that can impact the way your sexual fluids taste. Regardless of how you were born.
Yeah.
It can impact how your sexual fluids taste. Mm-hmm. It's all to do with how your body breaks down those foods and absorbs them, and it can change how things taste, particularly if you're having a lot of certain foods.
So what foods are the worst to eat, baby?
Well, here's the thing. I've curated what I'm calling the STI, the semen taste index.
Oh my god!
this is going to contain all the foods that positively affect the taste of your sexual fluids and foods that will negatively affect it. Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
This is where my game's going to come in. I've made it into a game.
Go so on. Does this also affect people with vaginas? Like, can they taste differently?
When I say sexual fluids, right. I mean, regardless of how you're born,
okay,
it's your sexual fluids.
Okay. Vaginas so have
if you if you're doing a DJ yes. set and you get that, like...
yeah.
Oh, the squirt.
Yeah.
So regardless of what you have, this applies to you. Because it's like you said, it's like the sweat. Your fluids are like the sweat. We're going to play Blow or No. I'm going to go around the room. I'm going to give you a food from the STI. You're going to say blow if it makes your cum nicer and no if it makes it nasty.
Okay, right.
Who wants to start?
I'll start.
Okay, you'll start. Okay, Billy, blow or no, celery.
Ooh, so I know a lot about celery.
What the fuck?
Stop showing off.
Negative calories, that's why it's the only food that's exactly. negative calorie.
There's 100 foods that are negative calories?
No. What else is on the negative calorie list? I need
watermelon.
To get
that's a different
watermelon.
Week. That's also not true.
Oh, okay.
Watermelon's not zero calories.
I was going to say they're sweet and sugary, right?
Yeah, no, it's a volume eating food. This is another podcast. Another
boring.
Podcast. I'm not asking that. I'm asking how does celery affect your cum?
Celery, I think blow. Blow all day.
I'd say no.
Billy, you're right. It's very high in vitamin C.
Yep.
This helps flush out the salty flavour of your semen, according to Men's Health.
Mm.
All right, we'll go clockwise. So, Danny, asparagus.
No! We've all had an asparagus wee and thought we had to get to the clinic on the next morning.
Do you quite like asparagus, though?
Smelling wee?
Well, no, not an asparagus smelling wee, but I like asparagus.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I think I've been in a cubicle and I could have shouted over easy to someone else and be like, lay off the asparagus.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Asparagus can increase the saltiness and sharpness of your cum. I like mature cheddar, which is quite nice.
Sharpness. Ow.
I've had asparagus for my tea, and literally an hour later, I can smell it in my piss.
Yeah. And apparently that umami quality of asparagus can reflect in your semen.
Why is my life? Hurry up with this.
Lily May.
Yep.
Blueberries.
Ooh.
Blow or no?
They seem like a blow.
Oh, it's a big blow.
Oh.
naturally sugary, so this helps sweetens the taste. Again, thank you, Men's Health, for some of this information.
You know what? That's a shame because I fucking hate blueberries.
I love blueberries in porridge, believe it or not.
Porridge queen.
Yeah.
Billy, parsley.
I think parsley's going to be a blow.
Oh.
No.
You think it's no?
Is it no?
Oh, parsley's such a blow. For the same reason, this also sweetens the taste of your gum. But actually, cinnamon, wheatgrass, peppermint, spearmint, parsley, they're all herbs and spices you can use to season your semen.
There we go. I knew it.
Season your semen. Woo! I love that little section at the end when we finished.
Danny? just two more.
Go on. You put research into this and I want to hear it.
Vodka.
Vodka! I'm going to say it's a no.
Yeah, alcohol. Mm. Alcohol can make your semen or sexual fluids more bitter.
I stink after a night out.
That's just another
disco crack.
Disco crack, disco gooch, disco everything. I've got disco everything. Pits, fell end, the lot.
Oh, no.
It's horrible.
But you know, if I like having afters, I'll always have a shower.
Yeah, but you've still
to clean. I like to stay clean.
Yeah, you'll still drink at the afters, though.
No, I don't drink at the afters. I just go onto water and just calm down.
Danny's trying to make the sexual fluids much more palatable.
Okay, got it.
You're going to have a much worse hangover if you keep drinking at an afters.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Should we do one more?
Go on, then.
Lily May, coffee. Blow or no?
Feel like it's a no.
That is a no. It's the same as alcohol.
It's a stimulant. It's gonna bitter it up. If you think of the core taste, if you just think about it logically, what tastes nice gonna come out tasting nice? Alcohol, no. Mind you, celery's no, and it's a yes. So actually, I'm wrong.
You know what?
Forget what I'm saying. Sam's done the research.
As the resident nutritional expert, would you like three top tips?
Go on.
Coffee's a no, caffeine's a no. But here are your three top tips for better sexual fluids.
Seasoning your semen.
Yeah. So it's natural sugars in fruit enhance the glucose in your semen. Make it a sweet little treat. That's why everyone says pineapple. That's why blueberries.
Peanut works. Peanut for the penis.
Don't shy away from seasoning. You know, don't forget seasoning your semen.
Okay.
So things like herbs, cinnamon, that helps freshen it up for some reason. Alcohol, meat, dairy, they all negatively impact the taste of your semen. So theoretically...
Suck off a vegan.
Well, a sober vegan theoretically would have nice semen, but... it's not the creme de la creme of cum because a lot of vegetables actually make it more bitter.
Right.
So actually, it's fruit. It's just fruit.
Right. And
did you just call me?
What?
Right. So I think with this knowledge, you should have come up with a recipe for a semen enhancing.
I think
a fruit salad.
Yeah, I think you should put together a recipe, eat it. And then get Chris to taste test.
Oh my god!
And let us know.
Bring in a vial.
Fucking hell. Well, should we leave it there?
Definitely. Yeah.
We've all got a lot to think about.
Yeah. So if you want to get in touch with the podcast, share a dilemma, funny story, or you just want to tell us how your semen tastes, then do it by sending a WhatsApp, text note us, voice note us, go wild, or DM us on Instagram at GrassyDaysPod, or fill in our form. Remember, if you want to remain anonymous, you'll stay anonymous, are they?
If you stay anonymous, you don't have to get anonymous.
Exactly that. Head over to this episode's description for all that info on how to get in touch with this gorgeous, gorgeous Gossip Days podcast. And we'll see you Thursday for the main episode.
Bye.
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 The Gossip Gaze.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.